I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Gloomy news doesn't have to get you down, at least not according to Mathieu Ricard. He is a French molecular biologist turned Buddhist monk. Got that? Neuroscientists at the University of Wisconsin say that Monsieur Ricard just might be the happiest man in the world. They drew that conclusion after running MRI scans on thousands of people who use meditation to try to recalibrate their emotional state. They found Ricard had the most impressive emotional balance they'd ever recorded on a brain scan. Exactly how you measure emotional balance is somewhat controversial, but here's how Ricard puts it.
What they found is when seasoned meditators who have done between 10,000 to 50,000 hours of meditation over sometimes 40 years, and I was one of the first guinea pigs, if you may say so, when they engage in altruistic love and compassion meditation, that activates some areas of the brain who then produce so-called gamma waves of a magnitude that was never reported earlier in neuroscience by sometimes a 1,000% increase compared to untrained subjects.
That's impressive, sounds like. Ricard says the study offers hope for all those who seek happiness, but he warns that learning to be happy takes work.
It's not just like you're born Olympic champion of the mind, but it comes with training and cultivation. Nobody expects to play Mozart by tapping with two fingers once every 2 months. And we learn to play chess, we learn to read and write. By which kind of mystery, human quality for which we have the potential, like focused attention, emotional balance, altruistic love, we have the potential for them.
Mathieu Ricard offers a few tips in his book. The book is called Happiness, A Guide to Developing Life's Most Important Skill. By the way, Ricard may be blissful, but he is not a resident of the place we're looking for in our geo quiz today. The answer is the panhandle town of Happy, Texas.